Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer, and we know you have a lot of questions about retirement. That is why we're here. Eric has some fantastic ideas for your retirement. Of course, we want you to remember his phone number. It's 800-454-1184. Pretty easy to remember. It's an 800 number, 454-1184. You'll be hearing about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. Getting this blueprint could help you with some of your very concerns you're having about retirement. And if there's something you'd like to specifically address, reach out to us at 800-454-1184. Or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, here we are again together. Good to be with you.
Yeah, Luann, it's always good to be helping the listeners really kind of get an idea of what should you be doing today and what would be the next steps and how to really have a plan. I mean, we all spend so much time thinking about, you know, vacations or home improvement projects or other things like that. But it is amazing how few people really take a lot of time to spend on their financial plan, which ironically would help them get more home improvements done and more vacations, right? So, exactly. So hopefully we're going to fix that today.
Right. We've all been caught off guard at some point. And it makes me think of the deer in the headlight. Look, you know, when you're driving down the highway and there's that deer right out in the middle of the road and it just freezes. It doesn't know what to do. This happens in life when everything hits you at once and you kind of just have that paralyzed feeling. And I want to talk about that right now, Eric. How does analysis paralysis impact people who need to be making decisions about retirement, but they're not doing it?
Well, ironically, I guess I should throw in there that my youngest son is now the patrol leader for his deer in the headlights patrol for Boy Scouts. But so I kept asking him, are you the chief deer or are you the one who leads them to the headlights? But a lot of people do have analysis paralysis. I mean, I've recently was working with somebody who was, we were helping them with some long-term care solutions, some options versus buying the traditional long-term care. And there's some way better options out there. And they're like, well, hold it. You know, the first numbers you gave us were this, and why are they now this? Well, let's see. You've had a birthday since then. You now told us more about your medical information. Oh, yeah, and the company had a rate change 4 months ago. We've been talking about this for almost a year. It's kind of like, why is my mortgage rate different? You know, I applied a year and a half ago, and you know, or something like that, right? You know, things change over time, and then people are shocked that, well, hold it. But I was looking at this, and now you've changed it? It's like, no, yeah, you need to take some action. And I don't know what it is. I mean, financial decisions always have a lot of emotional baggage kind of tied to them. So sometimes it can be very tough to make some decisions. But yeah, that analysis paralysis part can really, really, really harm you in the long run. And also, some of it's the fault of the financial industry, too. I mean, I remember when I first started in the business in the early 90s, back then, FMC, which is now United Defense, but they had a very complicated 401k. They had guaranteed investment, stock, and bond, right? Three options, right? I mean, you know, how nice and simple is that? You look at most people's 401ks now, I don't know, they probably have a low end of 20 to 30 options and maybe up to 50 or 60. It's kind of like going to the store and, you know, somebody says, give me some peanut butter and there's 50 versions of it on the shelf. Which one do you buy? That's the hard part. So yeah, having a plan is important, but definitely getting off of that analysis and just taking action. I mean, there's a great thing called imperfect action. And I love that phrase. And it's just more about if you can get 80% of the stuff done, it doesn't matter if 100% was right. As long as 80% of it got done, you know, then yeah. Usually it kind of almost the momentum and stuff will get the rest done.
I love that. Imperfect action. Just do it. Just get started. Yeah. I do think some people put off planning because they're scared of what, you know, of how hard it's going to be, right? I mean, we all kind of just avoid things because of that. So, Eric, can you talk about your office and what people can expect when they come in to meet with you and your team?
Well, of course, they don't even have to come in anymore, right? Yeah. I mean, it can be virtual, it can be on the phone, so it could be a Zoom call, it could be a in-person or you know, in our office. And, you know, of course, we've got all the safety protocols and all that fun stuff set up. But, you know, the biggest difference with coming in and having somebody to talk to we're not really a therapist. You know, I often kind of almost wish I'd taken some more psychology classes for sure, especially maybe marriage and family counseling for some couples that you work with.
I bet.
You know, really the main issue is when you're sitting down with somebody and you have another set of eyes, you know, it's always better. It's just like when you lost something and somebody else walks up and goes, it's right behind you, and you feel stupid, and, you know, and it's just because sometimes you just overlook that or you didn't see that. And lots of times it's also just you don't know what you don't know. And until somebody tells you that, I mean, I'm amazed at how many people say, oh, I've got a great tax person. I've got this great tax person. And yet they're missing out on all these ways to have tax-free money building up. And their tax person's never talked to them about it. I'm like, you said you have a really good tax person. Why haven't they brought this up? And they have no answer for me. Lots of times you think you may have one set of, you know, situation, but, you know, it may be actually different. So, you know, really when people come in with us, it's more just, let's have a worry less wealth talk. Let's find out what your concerns are, what your goals are, and let's how can we make you worry less about your money? And then we follow up with actually a strategy session where we actually show you what that blueprint is that you have currently. So even though you don't think you have a plan, you do have a plan, even if the plan was no plan. So I kind of equate it for the same as if you're driving down the freeway, you are heading somewhere. It may or may not be the right direction, but you are heading somewhere. And so we will tell you which way you're headed. Not if it's right or wrong. We'll just tell you, hey, here's where you're headed. Here's the issues that you got. Here's some things you should probably fix. And then we leave it up to the client and say, okay, it's up to you. Do you want to take any action? Do you want to have us help you? Do you want to do it on your own? But you know, that's when we leave it up to you to make that decision. So it's a very low-key kind of process. And what we've been doing is we've been waiving our planning fee, which is usually $1,000 to $1,500 at least. Main reason for that is just we want to make sure people get this information. So I'd rather, you know, spend a little bit of time. And yeah, some people may not be the right fit for us and may not be a great clients for us. So that may or may not work, but at least we'll give them that information. But for a lot of people, they are people we can help. And once we have that information, once we show them that plan, and we can say, hey, look, you know, here's how you can do it. Oh, you can actually retire sooner. Or at least you can say, you know, these are some changes you can make, and then you'll be able to retire a lot quicker than you thought you would have been. So there's all sorts of situations that come up. But again, if you want to take action on this and you want to set up a time, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, and we'll give you a call back, and we'll set up a time to talk. Again, it could be on the phone, Zoom, or in person. 800-454-1184. Again, you can call us at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, when we retire, we're not going to have that paycheck coming in. So it's Eric's goal to help you have a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, retirement is a new phase of life, and we all know anything new can be terrifying. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can change up your routine to get you ready for retirement. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer, and Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through retirement successfully. All right, Eric, I have a very private question to ask you right now. How do you take your coffee?
That's a tricky one for me because I don't.
Oh, you don't take coffee?
No, I'm a big tea drinker.
Oh.
So I have a lot of special order, a bunch of different loose leaf teas.
Okay, very health. It's more of a health thing, right? Isn't it?
Yep, a lot healthier and stuff, and gives you some steady caffeine throughout the day, and kind of helps you avoid soda and stuff like that.
Now let me ask you this. What if you are somewhere where you can't get your teas? Then what do you do?
No, it's always tougher. Yeah, definitely. And a lot of times you can get at least, you know, you can get iced tea or something.
Okay. But, yeah. Sometimes we have to change up our things, and we're all creatures of habit, and it's tough to do. I know for me, you know, I take my coffee a certain way. I like to have my cream. I like to have my sugar. But if I go somewhere and I don't have that, then it's kind of ruining my morning right in the beginning, you know. So when you're getting closer to retirement, you should honestly, seriously change some things up. And that's where I'm going with this. Why is it so important to break out of our routine when it comes to planning for retirement?
Well, you know, retirement is kind of the polar opposite of what you've been doing for your whole life. And people just don't really fully get that. So, you know, when you're building up money, you know, trying to take, you know, whatever you can, put it away, squirrel it away, right? Get those points in the scoreboard higher and higher as your 401k or IRA balances get bigger. You know, a lot of things don't really matter. I mean, they matter. It sucks when you lose money or when the markets go down and such, right? But it doesn't matter to your day-to-day living because you're not living off that money. But once you hit retirement, everything flips around. That's when you really care about those certain situations. If things are dropping or things are, you know, tanking out. I mean, I remember one client that was going to do this epic, huge cruise for like 6 or 8 weeks and stuff like that. And then he had a problem with one of his rental properties. And of course, he didn't want to pay for having a manager. So he had to cancel his kind of trip of a lifetime he planned just to take care of his rental property, you know. And yeah. It's things like that where, you know, if he had had a regular job still and stuff, he would have had the cash flow. But, you know, he needed to handle this and all this stuff. But, you know, that's why we have to start really planning differently. Because when you're in that withdrawal phase, distribution phase, when you're taking the money out, that's when that routine totally changes around. And so, yeah, when you start planning for that retirement, you really need to be thinking about how that money is going to come out and make sure it's coming out the right way or, you know, it won't taste so good, right?
Right. So can you dig a little bit deeper and tell us what are the things that are going to change with our money as we get into retirement? Obviously, no more paycheck.
Yes. So the biggest thing that's confusing for, I think, a lot of people that they don't necessarily get is that whole replacement of the paycheck. And it's not as easy as, you know, it once was where you worked for, you know, 30 years and got the gold watch and got the lifetime income and you're, you know, pretty much set and just use whatever you saved up for buying the boat or, you know, having fun or whatever, right? And now it's all about, where did you put your money? How do you get the money back out? And so it's typically for most people, it's going to be lots of little checks create that paycheck. So you're not going to get one set paycheck anymore. So say, you do your math and you say, okay, hey, we need, you know, whatever the number is, $7,000 a month to live on. And maybe you've got $3,000 coming from Social Security. So now you get $4,000 you got to take out of someplace. And maybe some from your IRA, some from your Roth, some from your regular monies, and all those other little checks need to add up to that $4,000 so you can live on it, right? So that's the biggest difference in retirement is you get to pick how and when and even what tax you get to pay when you design your paycheck. So it's very strange in the sense that when you're working, you know, you just get it, right? You just get the paycheck and it keeps coming and comes on a certain time. And, you know, there's not much changes that you do to it other than, you know, changing your retirement funding or something, or if you get a raise or whatever. But the big difference there is now you got to create that paycheck. And it's a huge difference for people. And it's always a little scary.
Right. So when you are meeting with somebody, when they come in and they're making that transition from working years to retirement, what are the questions that you ask them to gather the information that you need?
Well, obviously all the hard stuff or, you know, hard facts, you know, it's not just the facts, ma'am, kind of thing. But we do need those. But really, when we're talking and meeting, I kind of almost ignore those. I really kind of get those for when we're doing the analysis. The more critical thing for me is more of, you know, what do you want to do? You know, sometimes people have no idea, right? They just go, I don't want to be working for this guy anymore, or I don't want to be working at this company anymore. So, all right, well, then what? You know, what do those days look like? What does that perfect weekend look like? What does that perfect week look like? And obviously a lot of us can name trips we want to do and things that we want to do, but what about the rest, right? And so, you know, that's one of the big things is, you know, finding out what they want to do, where they want to do it. I would say probably getting close to maybe a third of my clients end up retiring where their grandkids live.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, their kids actually live there too, but they don't notice that.
Yeah, just the grandkids.
Just they only notice the grandkids. And so that sometimes may be something that they never planned. They may have never planned to move or may have never planned to be in that particular state, but hey, that's where the grandkids are, and we want to be there for them and so forth. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that just to start thinking that, having that process to think about what should you be doing, what are you going to be, what life's going to be like. And lots of times, I mean, it's almost never, I'm going to sit on the rocking chair in the front porch and, you know, the old stereotypical retirement. Moreover than not, it's more of a, hey, I want to go do this job for fun, or I love this one nonprofit and I want to just work for them and, and not have to get a check or something. And, or I want to retire early and go get a job that's 9 to 5 that at 5, I literally turn off my email and I don't check it till 9 the next day. And, and so sometimes it's just things like that. And so finding out those goals and those options, then it's easy to design the solution around it. But a lot of times people are just thinking that, oh, I should put money away for, here because of this is what my neighbors do. But if your plan is totally different than your neighbors, that might not be the right place for you to be putting those funds. So again, that's why, setting some time aside really to, go over what you're looking at and, making sure that you have that money for the rest of your life, that you know it's going to be there, that you know your plan's going to work, that you know you can do this and that, and you can have fun and enjoy life. And once you have that plan in place, then you know what to do. And sometimes it may not be so good, right? Sometimes maybe, you might need to work a couple more years. Okay, well, at least now you know. So having that information, having that data is so critical. And the sooner you do it, the better. I mean, the biggest problem I have run into is trying to fix things that are too late. And it's a lot tougher. So if I have more time on somebody's side to fix things, it's way easier. So does this make sense to be using this? Again, it's kind of like I've used the analogy a lot before of tools. You can use a wrench or a saw to remove a bolt, and usually use a wrench. But if that bolt is, rusted shut, sometimes the only way to get it off is that saw. And so if you're asking me, what's the best wrench, and the situation happens to be that the bolt's rusted shut, I can give you all the best wrenches, but none of them will work. So again, we want to make sure it's right for your situation, and also like tax wise too, that it's right for the rest of your life. And so one of the things too that people always ask about is, how do I know that number? How much should I be spending? How do I know how much I need to live on? And so the easy math there is you take all your bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, and divide by 12. So you add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12, and that's how much you spent over the last 12 months. And it's the no BS real number. It may be surprising to you, but that is really what you spent. And so give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can book right there on wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. More to come.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. That means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. That is their goal for you. All right, Eric, I have another personal question to ask you today. Do you have a junk drawer anywhere in your house?
Well, I don't know if they're junk drawers, but my wife's partial to baskets.
Oh, baskets.
So there's a lot of junk in baskets.
Ooh,
which
but it looks
I try
so,
to throw away.
But it looks so pretty in a basket.
It looks better, but each time I get a chance to get rid of some of those, I'm very happy.
All right. Well, a lot of us do have those junk drawers. You know, I have one in the kitchen. It's actually holds my pot holders, right? But what happens is I clear off my island when we're having people over, and I've got mail and coupons and just all kinds of stuff that I just throw in there. And then it's just a mess, you know. You have to get it back in order again so I can reach those pot holders. How many clients come into you thinking they have a plan, but all they really have is just a financial junk drawer that needs to be organized?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, sometimes I've even jokingly said, I don't even need to see their resume or their LinkedIn profile because I can see it on their financial statements, you know, because it's all the history of all the places they've worked.
Yeah,
They've got 401k from here, you know. I think my record for one person was 11 different 401ks.
Whoa.
So
that's
a
lot.
That's a lot. And there's no way they are paying attention to the, you know, asset allocation and the mix of all those, because it's just too complicated. Because if you want to rebalance them, you'd have to go to all 11 websites to, you know, to do it, and then see which funds have which options and which 401ks. And so, yeah, I find that happens a lot. You know, people leave old 401ks behind, and it's kind of like little orphans running around or something, right? You know, please, sir, may I have some more right now? That's the sad part is people just forget about stuff. I mean, I literally had one client that she's like, oh my gosh, I just got called by my old company from a long, long time ago, and they had some lost mail issue, I guess, or something, but I've got $80,000 in an old retirement plan.
Oh,
so
my.
I'm like, well, that's great.
Ooh.
It's really bad that you didn't know you had those funds, but it's great that you found them. So there's definitely some people who have that junk drawer kind of planning, and that's lots of times why you need to sit down and have a plan, because I have a lot of people go, I think we have this much money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but that's they're not 100% sure. And lots of times, too, since most retirement, you know, the I in IRA is individual, you know, lots of times, especially for married couples, one spouse will know where their own stuff is, and the other one knows where their stuff is, but they don't always know where everybody's stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes. It
makes it a little tougher, too.
True, true. So what would you say, then, is the very first step we would need to do to get organized so it's our plan is functional in retirement?
Yeah, often one of the first things we're doing is just, you know, rolling over all those old 401ks, and some are crazy. I mean, the smaller the company, the more of a hassle I find, which is weird. But, you know, lots of times these big, huge companies, you just call up 10, 15 minutes on the phone or whatever, and the money's transferred. If it's a small company, then lots of times they have to have their, you know, the paperwork signed. I mean, probably the toughest one I ever had was I had a client worked for a mortgage company back in 2008, and they went from, I think, 2,000 people to like 10 in like a week.
Whoa.
Or something crazy. And
yeah.
I mean, basically the company was going under and folding, and he luckily knew where this one lady lived because she was the plan administrator, but she was also terminated from the company. So, but their retirement plan said your plan administrator had to sign off on it. And they hadn't got a new one yet. So a little crazy. So sometimes it's good to definitely get those moved because you never know what may happen to that company down the road. But also just every time you leave a retirement, you know, leave a 401k or a company, you know, even if it's 403b, 457, all the different ones out there, all of those you can roll to an IRA anytime, tax-free with no issue. So it's usually a phone call, sometimes some paperwork. Sometimes your spouse needs to have their signatures notarized, which is always weird because it's not their money. But, you know, so whatever it takes. But once you've done it, hey, then it's easy because once it's in an IRA format, super easy to move around or change down the road. One of the things that we typically do during that time frame is also just do a risk review. Because those old statements and those old 401ks, you may have not been paying attention to. You may not even have your login as much anymore. And so, you know, if you look at all those assets and look at what risk level you're at, there's no right or wrong answer. But, you know, if you're on the, if you like the kiddie roller coaster and you're on the one that, you know, drops 40 stories and does a bunch of flips and dips and stuff, you want to know that before you're strapped in. And so, yeah, that's really one of the benefits of doing that is having that risk review done. And that's something we can offer for the listeners, too. If you want to know what your risk score is, you can actually go into wealthcreatorradio.com now. And on wealthcreatorradio.com, there's a spot where you can get your risk score. But then if you send us your holdings, we'll actually tell you how that compares to what you actually have and what is that risk level. Because I find lots of times people have way more risk than they thought that they had. And the wrong time to find that out is when things crash, right? So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can either give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Now, if we've been working with someone, how important would it be to maybe get a second opinion as they're listening to what you have to say?
Well, probably taxes is one of the big ones. I find most financial advisors have a big thing on their says that they don't do any tax advice. It's like, what? Hold it. You're talking to me about my capital gains, my IRAs, my 401k, you know, everything that's taxable. So that'd be one thing is maybe they're just not experienced. And to be honest, a lot of them are investment managers. They're not really actually full financial advisors. They're really just talking about, hey, here's your portfolio. And I mean, you know, you hear the, places like, don't invest and forget and all these other places that are, I hate annuities and you should too. And all these, all these things you see online, most of these are from people who only do investment advice. And so they're going to say, oh, well here, we're going to earn 0.5% or 1% better than your guy. Just move your money to us. You know, they may or may not actually do that for one thing, but also what about everything else? I mean, one of the things that lots of times we're answering questions on is, should I refinance? Should I lease or buy a car? And how should I pay for my car? Those don't have anything to do with your IRA or your portfolio, but that does have a lot to do with your overall picture, right? So, you know, that's one of the things that we're able to do here at Heckman Financial is really help people look at that whole thing and get that second opinion. And so if you're working with somebody, again, right now we're doing this with no cost, no fee. We're not charging our planning fee, so we're waiving that. If you want to sit down and talk with us either on the phone or, Zoom or whatever way is best for you, we can set up that time. Again, so all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Stick around for the rest of Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. Good to have you here.
Eric, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, I heard some stat about something like half of all Americans have more than 50% of their house paid off, or the flip side would be, half full, half empty, right? That they have more than half of their equity just sitting there inside their house untapped. And is that something they should be doing something with, or what's the your thought process on that?
Yeah, I mean, having equity in a home, which is the, you know, what's left over after you consider the loan, right? So the difference between what the house is worth and what you owe on it. So the portion that there is no debt on, that's equity. And having equity is certainly a good thing, right? We all like that. You know, there's safety in it, right? There's safety in the fact that if your house corrects by 10% and you had 50% equity, well, you still have plenty of equity. Also, you know, if you're tracking your net worth, equity in your home is technically part of your net worth. So, you know, that makes you feel a little bit comfortable. But, you know, the thing is it is a little difficult to kind of tap into it, right? I mean, you can't just knock on my window and say, hey, Drew, you know, you did my loan for me. Can I have a couple hundred dollars to, you know, go spend here or there? I've got some equity, right? You have to do something a little bit more involved than that to pull that money out. And so, you know, that would be something that somebody could consider is tapping into that equity.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously there's pros and cons, right? So I had a referral from a mortgage person that was, you know, basically saying that this is a good friend of ours, but they keep, you know, they'd inherited a property and they just kept cashing out, you know, taking money out and treating it like an ATM. I mean, and the loan officer said, no, I won't do another loan until you talk to a financial advisor, because they were just, you know, just rating it, and you know, it's going to be upside down at some point, and you know, a little bit too highly leveraged. But so, you know, there's things like that. So you don't want to, you know, if you're going to pay off 30 grand or 50 grand of debt and then run it back up next year, okay, that may not be the, you know, the best, but what are some, you know, kind of good rules of thumb or reasons why you should be doing it, or, you know, and obviously maybe ones that you shouldn't do, right?
Yeah, I mean, to speak further to that end, you know, treating your home as a piggy bank is a recipe for disaster eventually, right? However, you know, there are decent things that you can consider when you pull money out of your home, you know, tap into that equity. So certainly, you know, the way that I look at somebody's scenario, somebody's, you know, overall picture is almost like a debt manager, right? So you've got your mortgage, right? But then typically people have car loans and credit card debt, you know, just student debt, right? Other debts involved. And so looking at it as at the big picture and saying, okay, well, you've got a mortgage here, right? You've got lots of equity and you have these other debts. Does it make sense to consolidate this, right? And so, you know, the big ticket items would be car loans. Those typically have larger monthly payments. And credit card debt is typically pretty high interest rate payments compared to a mortgage. So looking at that, you know, obviously, you know, there's no one size fits all. Oh yeah, you should always do this, but certainly looking at that could be a major benefit, even if you have a very low interest rate and you pulling out some money, you know, even if the interest rate goes up a little bit, it may be, you know, immense value for you to doing it. And that's what we would probably label as debt consolidation.
And then what about improvements? I mean, obviously that's kind of a bigger one for lots of times where people are going to be remodeling is, you know, what's your thought process on how to figure out that and plan for that, right?
Yeah. So, you know, at least my family, we love the HGTV shows and, you know, they, you know, with a shoestring budget are able to do just an immense amount of things to a home, and it changes it. It's awesome, right? So that before and after is really what we're always looking for. Sometimes we skip through the middle of the show just to see the after. And so, yeah, I mean, renovating a home, there's a few benefits, right? Ultimately, if it's your primary residence and you live there, doing the renovation, hopefully it's something that you can use and benefit from and enjoy your home. But you can certainly overdo it or spend money on things that you're not going to be able to recoup the costs on. Right. So for instance, you know, getting a pool, I've got two small kids and we always are looking for ways to expend their energy. Right. So there's always a talk of should we get a pool or not? And believe me, I'm a water guy. I love pools. But recouping the costs, not always something that you can get from a pool, for instance. However, if you added square footage or added a bedroom, a lot of times, and again, there's no one size fits all absolute here, but a lot of times you're going to be able to recoup that cost and it's going to be of benefit, right? So there's a little bit of kind of give and take on, you know, what do you want, right? Because it's your home, right? You should enjoy living there, right? And then what would possibly benefit the actual value of the house? So it's usually just, you know, rule of thumb here, and they're meant to be broken. Usually, you know, small renovations are going to be of benefit, right? So a updated kitchen, not a chef kitchen, but an updated kitchen, that's usually a good, you know, get your money back kind of renovation. You know, professional painting, garage doors and front doors, it's the first thing you look at when you open up a house or walk up to a house. That those usually you get your bang for your buck on. So all of those things are certainly a good thing. You know, talking with a loan officer, talking with a real estate agent, talking with a contractor will help you kind of guide from what you want and also what you may be able to get back.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some people where they go insane on landscaping, which sometimes can be insanely expensive. And I don't think you always get the money for that. And we did put a pool in about, 15, 16 years ago now. And so we've definitely got our money back out of it. But yeah, no, I have seen times where people buy a house with a pool and then get rid of the, you know, remove the pool. So
yeah, a lot of times people don't want to deal with the maintenance and they fill it in with dirt and you go, gosh, okay, well, you know, that's what it is.
Yep. So, yeah. And so any other, you know, things if somebody's looking to cash out, I mean, the other thing too, on the loan side though, it is a different qualification, right? So if you're doing what they call rate and term typically, where you're just refinancing and not taking money out, there's a lower set of hurdles, I think it is. And then it's a little bit tougher on when you're taking money out. Is that correct still?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. So there's a couple of industry jargon terms out there. Rate and term is basically when you're changing essentially the rate or the term, but not actually pulling cash out of your property. And then if you pull in cash out, that's go figure, called a cash out loan. And there is an adjustment. There's a you know, a fee that you pay for pulling cash out because it's slightly more risky for the investor, for the mortgage lender. But there is also another product out there that makes it pretty easy to tap into your equity, and that's a home equity line of credit. It's different than a mortgage. It's a line of credit. So, you know, basically they say, you know, here's X amount of money that you can pull out if you want to. You know, it's usually in the, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? 100, 2, 3, sometimes all the way up to $500,000 that you can secure against your home. And then you only pay the interest on the amount that you truly are borrowing. And that's also another way that you can pull cash out.
Yeah. And the only drawback, by the way, on those is the Trump tax laws got rid of the ability to write off the interest on those. You used to be able to write off $100,000 of interest regardless of what you did with the money. I mean, if you went and paid vacation for it or whatever, it didn't matter. And,
Speaking of things you may not want to do with your equity.
Right, exactly. and so, you know, in one sense, it, you know, removing the tax deductibility maybe makes people do less bad things or less bad decisions, hopefully. But right now, of course, interest rates are really cheap on those, but those are always variable rate loans too, right? So that's the
exactly. Exactly.
Big drawback. So as rates go up, those will be instantaneously increasing. So, you know, so in terms of, you know, doing this analysis and doing the process, I mean, one of the things that I've had a lot of feedback from clients that I've sent to you guys is how great the consultative approach is, how you guys really analyze it. And it's not like just some online thing where you just go, okay, here's my rate. It's like, hold it, this might be better for you or this one. So tell people about, you know, what's the best way to get a hold of you and you know, how to do the process.
Absolutely. So definitely talking to somebody, going through, you know, hey, I'd like to possibly tap into some equity. It's a very big decision. So you want to really have that consultative approach. So giving us a call. Our phone number is 408-610-3210, or checking us out online at o2mtg.com would be a great way to get started.
Yeah, and what was that phone number again?
Phone number is 408-610-3210, and that's O2 Mortgage.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on this month. And, you know, it's great information. We'll have you back next month.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Take care.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor, and Heckman Financial is an independent firm. So on our show every week, Eric gives us either a wealth success story, or I guess you could call it a financial fail, but it's a challenges that retirees have gone through. He shares that experience with us, and then we can learn from that. So Eric, today we're going to talk, I guess, financial fail. So what do you have for us?
Well, this is just something that, I mean, I don't want to sound like it's only guys, but hey, guys, it's mostly you. You know, sometimes stereotypes are actually accurate, but, you know, not always, of course. But one of the things that I just ran into, and it was just very annoying, it was a death claim of helping a widow after her husband passed away. And this is a guy I've known probably for 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. He ran his own business for a long time and, you know, collected a bunch of classic cars and really, really nice guy. They were married, I think, 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. And he literally would hide the finances from her because he didn't want to make her have to stress or worry. Well, guess what? He's dead.
Oh, no.
Right? So, you know, she is now having to try to figure everything out. And the worst part is he had been fighting Parkinson's for a long time. And towards the end, it turned into dementia. He found that he wrote a check to get their dishwasher repaired for $685. You could get a nice dishwasher for $685.
$200.
Right? Yeah. And so people were just taking advantage of him. Aww. He was not paying bills, it turned out, towards the end. And you know, what he thought was taking care of her. I mean, obviously, towards the end, I think there was just, you know, more issues than that. But by not letting her see these things, not talking about it, she doesn't even know what she has, what she doesn't have. I mean, luckily, the accounts with us, we knew about, they had inherited some money from their mom in North Carolina. So they'd been, those funds were still at that person's, you know, the person used to help them there. So how do you think you were taking care of or sheltering somebody by hiding all this? I mean, it's really annoying. I mean, it could be also women too. It's not just only the guys again, but I think it is statistically more often that way. But if you don't care about money, that's fine. You know, you probably don't care about dentistry too, but you probably still go to the dentist, right? So, you know, again, if that's something you want to take care of, you want to figure out how can you worry less about your wealth? Well, that's what we're here for. So at Heckman Financial, we can help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we can get that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan all together. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, right now we've waived the fee, so give us a call. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back here next week. Talk to you then.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.